Many of our people had come up through the paper business. Then all of a sudden the crown jewels are being sold off and they're asking, "What is my future?" explained Dick Auchter. And Darwin would say, "We need all the talented managers we can get. We keep them." Despite the fact that they had little or no consumer experience, Smith moved all the best paper people to the consumer business. We interviewed Dick Appert, a senior executive who spent the majority of his career in the papermaking division at Kimberly-Clark. The same division sold off to create funds for the company's big move into consumer products. He talked with pride and excitement about the transformation of Kimberly-Clark, how it had the guts to sell the paper mills, how it had the foresight to exit the paper business and throw the proceeds into the consumer business, and how it had taken on Procter & Gamble. "I never had any argument with our decision to dissolve the paper division of the company," he said. "We did get rid of the paper mills at that time, and I was in absolute agreement with that." Stop and think about that for a moment. The right people want to be part of building something great, and Dick Appert saw that Kimberly-Clark could become great by selling the part of the company where he had spent most of his working life. The Philip Morris and Kimberly-Clark cases illustrate a final point about the right people. We noticed a level 5 atmosphere at the top executive level of every good-to-great company, especially during the key transition years. Not that every executive on the team became a fully evolved level 5 leader to the same degree as Darwin Smith or Coleman Mockler, but each core member of the team transformed personal ambition into ambition for the company. This suggests that the team members had level 5 potential, or at least they were capable of operating in a manner consistent with the level 5 leadership style. You might be wondering, what's the difference between a level 5 executive team member and just being a good soldier? A level 5 executive team member does not blindly acquiesce to authority and is a strong leader in her own right, so driven and talented that she builds her arena into one of the very best in the world. Yet each team member must also have the ability to meld that strength into doing whatever it takes to make the company great. Indeed, one of the crucial elements in taking a company from good to great is somewhat paradoxical. You need executives, on the one hand, who argue and debate, sometimes violently, in pursuit of the best answers, yet on the other hand, who unify fully behind a decision, regardless of parochial interests. An article on Philip Morris said of the Coleman era, "These guys never agreed on anything, and they would argue about everything, and they would kill each other and involve everyone high and low, talented people. But when they had to make a decision, the decision would emerge." This made Philip Morris. "No matter how much they argued," said a Philip Morris executive, "they were always in search of the best answer. In the end, everybody stood behind the decision. All of the debates were for the common good of the company, not your own interests."